Brooklyn's Brighton Beach neighborhood has one of the largest communities of Russian-speaking immigrants in the city. The Olympic Games in Sochi can be seen in barbershops, restaurants, and cafes there. But loyalties are torn between the old country and the new. WNYC's Stephen Nesson spoke with residents about who they're rooting for and how they feel about the most expensive Olympic Games in history.
Gene can win a medal here. He's very fast on the skis.
At Jack's barbershop on a busy commercial street, the Olympics are playing on TV. The camera zooms in on a cross-country skier, jabbing his poles into the ground, thrusting himself uphill. Regina Vudina takes a peek as she swabs hair coloring on a woman's spiky head.
I love it, the Olympic.
The hairdresser from Odessa is particularly taken with the aerial sports, snowboarding and ski jumping.
Magic, unusual, how people jump. This is like people from space. This is like magic.
Vudina has lived in New York for 22 years. She remembers her childhood in Russia, where sports were a top priority. So, who are you rooting for?
No, listen, I live right now in America. Just for me, interesting who is more power, who have more power. This is sport.
But not everyone's so taken with the Sochi Games. Down the block, Eddie Stepanyan takes a long drag on a cigarette. The manager of an ice cream shop called Sweet Delight says it's an impressive showing.
It's nice. It's everything beautiful, nice. But the issue is the money, you know?
That would be the estimated $51 billion price tag, the most expensive Olympic Games in history. That's money, the 32-year-old says, that could be used to feed hungry families in Russia.
The people doesn't have a salary enough to eat, to support the family, and they put the money, billions of dollars, better to help the family who doesn't have enough money to eat.
65-year-old Bella Blinder agrees.
What I think? I think it's a big game. Not Olympic game. This is a big game politician.
Blinder says President Vladimir Putin is spending big to boost his global profile. She also says she wasn't surprised to see the news about shoddily constructed hotel rooms in the Olympic Village, like the broken bathroom door a trapped American bobsledder bashed in.
This is regular Russian style. No, I'm not surprised with this. They care for Putin. They try to make outside it's nice, inside they don't care.
Blinder helps run her family business, Tatiana Restaurant, on the boardwalk at Brighton Beach, where Olympic figure skating plays on TV, as renovations of the decadent dining room are underway. For some, though, it's still all about the competition. 33-year-old Dmitry Abramov runs a pawn shop nearby. The Volgograd native says as long as the hockey matches are good, he'll be happy.
It's been a war. I know Canadians, Russians, Americans. Same goes for women's teams. It would be nice to see Americans take it all. But as long as Americans and Russians make it in the top three, it would be nice to see.
While not everyone agrees on who to root for or if the games are worth the cost, one thing is for certain, it's not hard in this neighborhood to find a place to watch the games. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.